This podcast is brought to you by Plus One. Plus One is breaking down barriers and outdated taboos regarding sexual self-pleasure with their line of beautiful, high-performance and affordable sexual wellness devices and products. Plus One has already made major strides towards eliminating the stigma of sexual self-pleasure by making beautiful packaged sexual wellness products available at selected Dis-Chem pharmacies nationwide. Plus One devices are also available at selected intimate stores and click stores online. All products are manufactured with the highest quality body-safe silicone and are waterproof. Plus One devices have 10 vibration settings and come with a USB charging cable for ease of use. Please find at selected Dis-Chem stores or Clicks online store and follow them on Facebook at +1ZA, all written out, and Instagram +1_ZA. Thank you to Plus One for supporting and breaking the stigmas of sexual self-pleasure. This is what we need. Welcome back to another episode of Open Wide Say Ah with myself, Lick Lawless. This is the podcast where we talk about everything to do with sex, sex work, sex feels, sexual healing, sexual power, sexuality, everything sex that we don't normally get to talk about because it is still very taboo. And everything we don't get to learn about. And so that is the podcast. It is all the tea and all the shade. And yeah, it's hosted by me and I'm fabulous. So thank you for listening. Please subscribe and share and tell everybody. Today we are talking about my favorite, OnlyFans. Jokes. I cannot stand OnlyFans. I'm really annoyed by OnlyFans. And I'm just like, actually a big fuck you to OnlyFans is literally how I feel. Like, I want to say fuck off, but it's only got one F. So fuck off with one F. Because OnlyFans is just... You know, like last season of Open Wide Say Ah, we had a podcast episode about sex work is work, right? All around sex work and what sex work is and how we advocate for sex work to be decriminalized in South Africa so that sex workers have rights and sex workers have protection and sex work is seen as work. And with work, there comes, you know, there's a body, that... It's protection. It has, as workers, you have protection, and so this is missing around the conversation of online sex work and what online sex work is, but also in today's age of 2021, 2022, wherever we are heading, social media and online platforms are really excelling business. And are creating economy growth and power and are building social platforms. TikTok is a platform that is really made by its people that use it, by the consumers of TikTok. It controls and has power over fashion, how people are dressing, what comes back into fashion, trends, choreography, dance moves. It is even looking at food and what people are eating and creates trends around food. It is a platform for people to sell their businesses, sell what they're good at, sell what they do. But TikTok doesn't allow any nudity because of age control. It doesn't allow any, even the videos around sexual education. It removes a lot of that because they don't know how to necessarily create windows or protection around sexual content. But what I find intriguing about that is that the Mask and men and male users of TikTok, where there is something that is sexual, it is not necessarily removed. It's the same with Instagram, where there are male nipples, it is not removed. Male ass, not removed. Male in basically nothing, but male nudity, mask nudity, men nudity, you know, the patriarchy really just has control over that. I have changed my Instagram details to show that I'm a man, and so that I don't get screened and removed as quickly and as frequently, which is fucked up, right? Like, how is it that there's more protection for men? And so on OnlyFans, there's kind of a similar conversation, because OnlyFans literally is made and was made successful by sex workers, by the porn industry, by online sex workers, by queer and femme bodies that have shown sex and nudity on OnlyFans. That is literally what made OnlyFans successful, what made them like a multi-billionaire company. And so OnlyFans then came out with a statement to say that they were no longer going to be allowing any explicit or nudity content on the site any longer, which for me, I find such a fuck up. Like, it is just wrong. It is so wrong in so many ways. It takes away platform. It takes away protection. It takes away agency. It takes away a safe space. It takes away a safe space that is for the people that actually created it. You're taking away a safe space for the queers, for the sex workers, for the black and brown femme bodies. You are taking the space away. We made it. I say we, but they made it, because I joined quite late. And I must say, OnlyFans literally has given me money when I have needed it the most. When you put in the work, you have to be consistent on these platforms. It's the same as YouTube. It's the same as Instagram. It's the same as Twitter. You have to post regularly to get an audience, to get fans, to get engagement, to get people to stay loyal. They know that you post twice a week. They know that on a Friday they get a video. They know that every month they can request a video from you. They know that you do reviews, that you start building this platform. You start building these people that are engaged in your life and that are actually investing in you as an artist, as a sex worker, as, you know, like for your platform. And then all of a sudden, after doing all of that work with no warning, you are not notified in advance by them. You find out via social media, via Instagram. I am told via Instagram that OnlyFans will no longer be allowing explicit content from the 1st of October, and that all explicit content needs to be removed. Now, that's a shocker. It's a shocker. I just want to read you what was sent to me by OnlyFans. And I don't know. For me, I was just like, it can't be right. It's really, like, there must be a mistake. So let me just tell you how strict OnlyFans firstly is for you to get on. And there's a verification like process, and you have to have a photo with your ID, and it's really protected, and all your video content and all your pictures and everything is really protected. You get a little watermark of your like handle, and you can't screen grab and you can't record, and otherwise they remove you. And yeah, so I mean, we knew that this was kind of a bullshit way of them saying, hey, we can't allow this anymore because of XYZ or because of age control. It's the same with TikTok. You have so many verification processes. You can find a way to make a firewall. You have a way of taking our videos down. You're a way of knowing that our stuff is explicit. The same with Instagram. You can build a way that will allow certain content. You can make firewalls, you can make protection, you can bring in, like, you know, Windows, whatever, verification processes, whatever. You can have age limits, you can check that with ID. If you can do it to kind of like shut us out and to control who gets to use the platform and what you know about us and how you share our data, then please don't let us like try and think that you do not have the technology and the ways of making this work. I'm just going to call bullshit on that. Because I just find it like, it was really triggering to just like see it on Instagram and go like, what? What about all my videos? What about all my clients? What about all my fans? All the people I have built up on that platform? It is not my daily job. It is not my regular job. But I do get income from that. And what's this tiff's name that fucked it up for all of us, that actress. Anyway, I'm just going to call it Tiff because she went on and remember she like made a video and made up a page and stuff, and then everyone bought it and it was like millions in 24 hours, and then everyone wanted their money reimbursed because she lied and it wasn't actually explicit content. And then OnlyFans had to then make rules and laws around what the highest you can make a video charge for a video, one particular video on your thing, and the amount of work that people put into their videos and the amount of like the way people are getting fucked on these videos and then to only charge like max $50 or something is ridiculous. Like, you that would not go down in the porn industry, that would not go down in the financial industry, in an accounting firm, in a doctor's office. Imagine we now told doctors, maximum, this is what you can charge. And the doctor's like, but oh my gosh, in this consultation, I do all of these things and it costs me so much more than that. And my time and my hour, you see a doctor for a whole 15 minutes. But imagine we gave them a cap and we told them what the new max is, starting now. And so, yeah, it was just fucked up. And so, the withdrawals internationally, if you don't have an American account, my withdrawals used to be once it reaches $200, then you can withdraw it. Then all of a sudden it went up to $500, which takes some time to like rack up, right? And you pay a bigger bank charge on the higher it is. And so that changed. Then changed the amount that you can charge personally in a business, in a private message. Like you can send a video to somebody and then they have to pay in order to see it, right? That changed. They changed how frequently they were going to pay people out. So instead of getting it weekly, you then got it monthly. It was a whole bunch of like just fuckery. And so, yeah, it's OnlyFans has been a mess. That's why I just say fuck off, like fuck off to OnlyFans and fuck OnlyFans. Bella Thorne, that was the name. Bella Thorne, she was the one that fucked it all up. And so her helpers. this episode has a lot of swearing in. You can Google the slang swear words that I am using if you like. I used puss, I used tiff, I used nai. Yeah, that's how I talk. I'm sorry if you don't like that, then, you know, I apologize. I will make one that is a bit more less vulgar, But I'm passionate about this topic because we cannot just use and abuse sex workers. And then when we are finished getting growth from them and finish being successful and have built a platform on their backs, literally, then we kick you the fuck out. That to me sounds like colonization. That sounds like patriarchy. That sounds like racism. That sounds like homophobia. That, like, let's call it what it is, right? We are now building a platform that is white, that is for men mostly, because your stuff doesn't get pulled down so quickly. That is now about making money, and we can bring younger audiences onto the platform if we remove sex workers and queer, black and brown sex workers and any explicit and nude content, right? We can remove it. Don't know how they're going to know who's doing it and who's not doing it, because they must can't control ages, but now they can control that, right? But we're first going to use you to build up the platform for us. Give it a name. Make it trendy. Make it cool. Make it sexy. Make it full of sex. What the fuck is anyone else coming to OnlyFans for? Don't lie and say, yeah, this is where I go for my personal training. No, I get free personal training videos on YouTube, right? You can get free porn. Yes, you can. You can get, you know, like the porn industry is really, really, I would say, used. It's used. Like, Twitter is really sexy and amazing, but also so much free porn. Pay for your porn. But if you want to get special request videos made just for you, me calling out your name, me doing the things you have asked me to do, me, like, for you, like, just specifically, OnlyFans is the place. I don't know you. You don't know where I'm from. I don't know where you're from. We can have conversations. We can have live videos. We can do calls. It's a great platform, but we made it great. We made it sexy. We made it about sex. So now you want to kick everyone off? Fuck off. Okay, so, dear OnlyFans creator, this email is to notify you of changes to our acceptable use policy that will go live effective October the 1st, 2021. The new policy will prohibit the posting of any new content containing sexually explicit conduct. Content containing nudity will continue to be allowed as long as it is consistent with the policy, so not explicit. Existing content that does not meet standards of the new policy will need to be removed before December the 1st, 2021. Our intention is for the policy to be implemented in accordance with the above dates, but we may need to change one or more of the dates as circumstances may require. Why did the policy have to change? Due to the size and the rapid growth of OnlyFans platform, where creators have earned over $5 billion since inception, we must increasingly rely on large banking institutions and payment processes to facilitate payments between fans and creators. The new rules are necessary to comply with the requirements of these financial institutions and are the only way to help ensure the long-term sustainability of OnlyFans. OnlyFans was founded as a diverse and inclusive home for all content creators, and we stand by our commitment to that mission. We will continue to support and guide all creators through these necessary changes, making sure that all creators have a home on our platform. We look forward to continuing to provide an innovative platform for our diverse creator community. Thank you, OnlyFans team. Firstly, it was founded as a diverse and inclusive home for all content creators. That's what sex workers and queer sex workers turned it into and made it. Secondly, the new rules are necessary to comply with the requirements of these financial institutions. So capitalism, white supremacy, the money, it's all about the money. The banks are saying, oh, as long as the money doesn't come from what? From explicit content. So how does the porn industry thrive? Right? It's supported. It's one of the biggest, like, lucrative industries and economic growers. So why could you not? I don't understand. Did the banks literally say that? Someone tell me. This was sent to me on the 20th of August, 2021. The new policy to start on the 1st of October, 2021. That gives me September, basically, right? Because August the 20th, so it was nearly finished. August nearly done. And by the 1st of October. So for the month of September, I now have to find a new platform. I have to find new work. I have to get all my fans that have paid regular money to believe me that I'm going to go and create somewhere else, to join me somewhere else. I give out personal information. I give out bank details. I give out contact numbers. I try and move everyone over to a different platform. You know, I bring you to my Twitter. I you know, I've got to come up with ways because now income is going to be gone just like that. Then I've got till the end of the year to remove all of that other content and take it off and hope that I have it saved somewhere else. And because you're not necessarily allowed to download stuff, so what must I do? You can't screen record because otherwise you are removed off the app. And so what I do, there's a lot of panic. People start deleting OnlyFans. They unsubscribe. They take their money, because you pay a monthly thing to subscribe to somebody. They take their money off. They take their money away. They no longer subscribe. They delete OnlyFans. Sex workers start panicking. Start deleting their stuff, trying to move their page over, trying to, you know, like create a relationship with the subscribers, their fans, their loyal peeps, and people, yeah, you know, that's literally people's careers, people's money, people's income, people's safety being fucked with, literally, but not literally because we're not allowed to fuck anymore. Then, 5 days later, due to social media, like I said, social media and platforms are fucking powerful. We hold power online. Activism in grassroots and on the ground is really, really powerful. We are holding hands. We are literally doing the work. We are seeing the people. We are helping move. We are creating physical safe spaces. But don't forget about activism online. That's where we hold people accountable. We hold government accountable. We hold officials accountable online as well. We can mobilize massively globally online because it is easy. It's easy to kick up a storm. It's easy to get big names involved. It's easy to have direct contact with somebody. It's easy to get thousands of signatures and thousands of people sharing a hashtag and basically protesting online. It's easier in today's time of COVID and pandemics where we can't necessarily go outside and we can't mobilize that big on the ground and we can't mobilize that big globally. We can do that online. So let's not overlook online. Let's not overlook online sex workers as well. Sex work is sex work. Yes, I know that if you are doing sex work on the ground, you're doing street sex work, you're doing homes, you're doing I won't say brothels, but you work in sex clubs and you work on the ground. We know that comes with a lot more risk and a lot less protection and a lot of physical intrusion and physical violence and physical abuse and sexual abuse. We know this. But sex work is sex work. There is a hierarchy in sex work. You're not above anyone else if you're in the porn industry and you get paid an income for your videos and you walk off set and you're done. You're not above someone else that does it from the comfort of their home or in studio and post it on OnlyFans. And if you're on OnlyFans, you're not above someone that does sex work on the ground. You're not above a stripper. You're not above someone that works in a brothel. The sex work industry, we hold hands. We are all together. Sex work is sex work and work is work. And so it should come with protection. Anyway, I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry because I just feel like it just feels like a revisit of history of black and brown and Latinx, trans and sex workers and queers that were sucked of the fashion, the trends, the power, the the voice, the lingo, the what was trending, the way of protesting, the way of paving a way, of standing up against stuff. It was sucked and used and then given power to like white gays and white queers. And so I can just see a re-happening of history, basically. 5 days later, on the 25th of August, dear OnlyFans creator, our acceptable use policy will remain the same and may be found at this place. The proposed October the 1st, 2021 changes are no longer required due to banking partners' assurances that OnlyFans can support all genres of creators. OnlyFans is committed to providing a safe and dependable platform for all creators and their fans. Thank you, OnlyFans team. Not even a week later, the banks could ensure them that OnlyFans can support all genres of creators and all ways of creating on the platform. That it's no longer required for banking partners. Because we are the banks going to lose millions, billions, and say, okay, the platform is going to go down. The platform is no longer going to be relevant and no longer going to be used. And so the money talked, right? Because that is what they were claiming it to be. That it was not about like underage children using the site, because they have such a strict verification with your ID and looking at your passport and whatever and your details and your date of birth. And yes, you can have a fake ID, but the chances of that succeeding, because I mean, even with the South African ID, you get blocked and then you have to prove and then you have to use a passport. And so it wasn't about that. It wasn't about the banking. It wasn't about that. It was always about the money and about, okay, now we have our platform successful enough. Now we're going to make it a good platform because sex workers make us look bad and explicit content makes us look bad. Why is it so taboo? Why do we look so down on sex work? Why do we look so down on being sex positive and look so down on like just having a good like sex life and showing what sex can look like for everyone? If I show my sex online and someone sees it, someone goes like, I want that type of sex. I didn't know that's allowed. I didn't know I can do that, that I can ask for that, that I can have some foreplay and holding and aftercare and boundary setting and safety. I didn't know I can set up my sex like that. I didn't know I can show my sex like that. I didn't know that people would pay to see sex like that. I didn't know that people would pay to see a plus size brown queer body that is just, you know, living and existing and finding power in just being. There are so many like amazing bodies, trans, queer, non-binary, fat, big, black, brown, Latinx, femme, mask, gender fluid. They are just, the platform has been taken up and made safe and is a platform to like show and exist your body. Even if you did not show explicit content and you were just nude and you show the power of you and people subscribe to see like your big beautiful bum or your dimpled thighs, or you have like a really strong muscular body and they want to see you in your essence, the patriarchy and these platforms and how they work for patriarchy and for capitalism and for white, like capitalism and white men controlling what black and brown bodies do and what they are allowed, they will stop you. And so online social media really said, fuck you to that. If you want us on this platform and you still want this platform to be successful, we made it successful. You will not control our bodies. Instagram does it enough. Twitter has been really successful in allowing explicit content. As it is. There I am getting fucked this way, that way, that way, that way, that way, that way. It's up to me. It's my platform. And that's what social media platforms need to remember. We make it. we that use it. TikTok, you are not a quiet platform. We are the people that are making it good. We show you how to use the transitions. We come up with songs and sounds. We make shit trend. And so the platforms are only made by the creators. Like, and we are the creators on the platform, right? And so we need to find platforms that are made. We need to make platforms that are made by us and for us. So that when they decide, oh shit, this doesn't look good anymore, and we want our money to be, you know, so-called clean and be able to be up there with the big banks, that they, no one's going to pull out. Because if we are the black and brown sex workers and queer community, and it's our platform, and that's where it starts, and that's where it stands, and it's ours, then who's going to kick us off? It's ours. It belongs to us. We make it successful. And historically speaking, history speaks for itself, and the future will reflect this, that the future is queer. The future is queer as fuck. The future is queer, black, brown, trans, queer, non-binary, femme, mask, fluid bodies. And so that is always going to bring fashion. It's always going to bring style. It's going to bring slang. It's going to bring language. It's going to bring lingo. It's going to bring trends. It's going to set protest. It's going to set activism. It's going to be business. It's going to be money. It's going to be lucrative. It's going to be successful and sexy. And so people know this. And so they'll make money off us. But let's make money off ourselves. That's all the tea in the shade for today. That's it. That's it. Fuck off. Fuck OnlyFans. But let's use them. They want to use us. Let's use them. We'll use your platform. I will make my money. I will make myself successful. And then I will make my own platforms. That's what we should do. So collaborate with me. Reach out. Let's make apps. Let's make it sexy. Thank you for listening to Open Wide Say Ah with myself, Leka Lolas. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving time to yourself to have a podcast moment and allowing yourself to just have this time to listen and engage in something. Go out and have these conversations. If you'd like to challenge me, reach out to me at Leka Lolas, LeKLolas. Liquor Lawless. Liquor Lawless. That's me. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to the loyal listeners. Thank you to the new listeners. Welcome. Let's chat about sex. We need to.
Yes, sir.
Open wide. Say, ah.